With children starting to play sports at younger ages and playing their sports year-round, the chances that they're going to get injured is on the rise. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Pietro Tonino, the chief of sports medicine at Loyola University in Chicago, about why these injuries are occurring and how to prevent them.
How has youth sports changed over the years?
Well, I think every level of competition has changed. I think that school sports, youth sports, have elevated the competition has to almost like a high school sport level. High schools have been elevated to a college level because now you can see the Little League World Series on TV, on ESPN, where you never saw them before. And I think the level of competition at the collegiate level has elevated to what we used to see in the old days and at the professional level. So every level has changed, I think, and there's increasing emphasis on starting kids early in sports, both to compete but also for educational purposes, because a lot of these kids can use their athletic skills to secure scholarships for school, find good schools, and secure positions in colleges.
So let's talk about some of these injuries. Will you explain what types of injuries these would be?
Well, it depends on the sport. If you're in a traveling league playing basketball, if you are playing on your school team playing basketball, if you are playing in a summer league playing basketball, that means you're playing basketball now every month of the year. And in those instances, the primary areas where we're seeing problems is the knee joint and tendonitis or overuse injuries of the tendons around the kneecap. So most of these kids, what we'll see is pain around the kneecap area, below the kneecap, and those kind of things are things that normally respond to relative rest. We never want to tell the athlete you have to stop doing everything you're doing. You know, to have a kid not do anything at all and not participate in any sports and not do any activities would be very hard to tolerate at that age. But you can kind of reduce their activities with respect to their knee while letting them do other conditioning things. So, for example, if they have knee pain and tendonitis and they can't jump, you can have them do biking, you can have them do swimming, other activities that allow them to keep in shape without aggravating the knee joint.
What are the long-term consequences of injuries sustained at young ages?
So these overuse injuries are things that typically don't cause necessarily long-term consequences, but they do cause short-term disability to the point that you have to stop the activity and then it puts you back. You know, you have them doing all these things to make them, you know, keep ahead or keep up with everybody. All of a sudden, you get by doing these things, you actually set them back maybe a month or 2 months or 3 months from doing things that you want them to do.
What would you say are some of not only the mental and emotional benefits, but some of the physical benefits of kids participating in sports?
There's no question that in America we have a problem with childhood obesity and that exercise is good. What I would recommend for parents is that if they let their child play a contact sport like football, they should be prepared to assume some of the risk of an injury that can occur from that. But the one thing that I tell parents is, you know, children don't malinger very much. So if you have a child that complains of pain from their sports activities, you know, help them and you know, don't tell them just to kind of walk it off, things like that.
That was Dr. Pietro Tonino of Loyola University speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.